Today I'm going to show you how to create an affiliate program. So you're going to go to Marketing and Affiliates, and then you'll press the blue button to create an affiliate program. You'll be taken into this screen where you're going to go ahead and give your program a name. You're going to set how long you want the tracking cookie to be on the customer's browser, and which cookie gets the credit, the last cookie or the first cookie. That means if two people refer the same person, it's asking you which person is going to get the credit. Next, you're going to put in the default commission for the program. You can override this commission at any time within a specific product. So if you want to pay more commission for a certain product or less commission for a certain product, then you would set that within the product itself. But this is going to be your base or general overall commission. You can also set to delay the payouts. If you have any kind of refund policy, that's always advisable so that you're not paying out and then having the person who purchased cancel. And then you can also set up a two-tiered affiliate system if you desire. So once you've done all that, you're going to go ahead and create your affiliate program. And then you're taken into your affiliate summary screen. The next thing you want to do is to make sure that your products are connected. You'll see over here it tells me that there are no products currently connected to this program. So to do that, I'm going to go back to my products, and I'm going to go into the product that I would like to connect. So you're going to go into the selling tab of the product. You click on add affiliate program. You're going to choose the program. And then, as I mentioned before, you can override the commission if you desire. You're going to save changes. And now the affiliate program is connected to this product. So I'm going to go back over to my affiliate program. And you're going to see it's now listed here. So once I have that, now I can go ahead and I can get my affiliates added to the program. So there's a couple ways to do that. You can have your affiliates register for themselves, or you can manually register them, which is what I'm going to show you right now. So I'm going to go ahead and put in my first affiliate. So I'm going to have the name of their account. So that could be their business name or their personal name. It just depends on what your preference is. This field is asking for the person's name. You're going to put in their email address, how you get into contact with them. You're going to need their phone number. That's, of course, is optional. You can put in their website if you want. You're going to be able here to override their commission. So if you want to pay a specific person more commission than what your typical is, then you can always adjust that here. And then in order to use the PayPal Mass Pay feature, you do need their PayPal email address. If you don't have that, you can manually pay. But if you have the PayPal email address in there, it'll really help no matter how you make the payments. And I'll show you why in just a minute. And then if you have their tax information, you can go ahead and put that in there. Most countries, you are going to need some kind of tax information. Depending on how much affiliate commission they make, you will likely have to submit something on their behalf. So you're going to go ahead and create that affiliate program. And so now that affiliate is within my program, and you can see that here. So if I click on the affiliate's name, I will be taken to their screen. From there, I'll be able to see their payouts, their information, any purchases that are associated to them, as well as the links that they can share for that product. Now, if you go into our help guide, you will be able to see how to use links to opt-in forms or sales pages that are outside Simplero. So if you are doing something like that, I would highly suggest looking at that. To see how to add those links in here, as well as there's a help guide on how to use these links within an email broadcast so that your customer has it. But at least here you can go, you can click on this, it's going to copy that URL to that sales page, and then it can be used and shared, and you can see it attaches the affiliate name to the URL, and then they're taken to that sales page. These are the same things that the customer is going to see. If you click on See As, then you can see the screen from their perspective. So they're able to see their commission that they're able to earn, how many people have clicked on their links, the opt-in sales, how much they've earned, how much affiliate commission is owed to them. They can see their links here. They can look at a detailed view of purchases that are associated to them. And they can see their payouts, the charges, and they can always update their settings and change their PayPal email address or put in their tax information for you if you don't have that already. The configure screen within the affiliate program is basically the same thing we just looked at. So you can always update the settings if you desire. The registration tab lets you determine if you need to approve all affiliates before they join your program. You can put in terms if you'd like. You can require the PayPal email address for anyone who's registering for themselves. And you can put in information that you want to show on that registration form. And you can also require that they upload their tax information. This little button over here will take you to the registration page. Just like our sales pages and order forms, you can always click the little clipboard. It'll copy the URL to your clipboard. But if you click on it, it will show you the registration page. And you can see everything that they would need to fill out. And then the content section, if you want to set this up, then you're able to. You can put in a welcome or homepage. That's what they're going to see once they register for the program. You can also set up a welcome email. And then, of course, you can always set your email settings and override what's in your system for when you send broadcasts to your affiliates. You can also add in a trigger here, and you can use this to add them to an automation, to give them access to a space within your Simplero, or to give them some kind of content. Say you had like an affiliate packet that you wanted to send them, you can always use the trigger to create that email and attach the affiliate packet to that. So you've got some options there. Now again, if you go back to the summary screen, you'll be able to see an overview of your whole product. So I want to go ahead and do that for you now. So I'm going to go into this comprehensive training and I'm going to assign a purchase to an affiliate so that you can see what that screen would look like. So if you ever need to do this, you would go in and edit the purchase. And there's a guide on how to do this if you need to assign an affiliate after the fact. But you go in, you go to assign the affiliate, and you select the affiliate from that program, save those changes, and now if I go back over to my affiliate program, I'm in my summary screen, and you can see here, here's my affiliate, how much they earned, how many things they've sold. You'll be able to see all of the payments I've made. There's a little graph for you to show you the activity. And then over here, you'll be able to see the payment buttons. So if you have MassPay within your PayPal, you can connect the two and you can pay via MassPay, in which case the payments are done automatically. Or if you don't have MassPay for PayPal, you simply click the Pay Manually button. It's going to take you into a screen and it's going to show you the customer or the affiliate, their PayPal email address, and the amount that's owed to them. So then you would just need to go into your PayPal or however you're paying your affiliates, send them this amount of money, and once you've done so, just go ahead and click the Mark Paid button, and now it'll be gone. And if I go back into my affiliate, I can click on them, and you can see that payout here. I can also register a payment from this screen. I would simply click that register payment button, put in the amount that's paid to them, the date, and any notes, and click the blue button, and it will log that payment as well. So those are some different ways that you can pay them out. So that is an overview of the whole affiliate program. Again, go ahead and check out our help guide. There's going to be some detailed guides on everything that I covered for you.